child poverty and the U.S. economy. And yes, there is a link. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, a deeper look at the Biden plan for kids, landlords, and rent. It is an issue. We've also got a mortgage forbearance story. Stocks waver today on the words from the Fed chair. GM beats estimates but has chip troubles. We've got the Wall Street Report, and is 9 to 5 dead? For the interview, it's Joe Galasso from Protective Environmental Systems. We're talking cleaning and COVID, but first the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AUREON.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Welcome. Well, the underlying fact is that the United States has some of the highest child poverty levels in the developed world, closer to Bulgaria and Chile than the UK or Germany, and far behind leaders like Finland and Denmark. The Quartz is reporting that could change. Both President Biden and Senator Mitt Romney of Utah are pushing for a change in the child tax credit and turning it into a monthly cash payment to parents of children for at least a year. That's a move that could reduce child poverty by a third. While the plans are different, the idea of direct cash payments is catching on in the United States as the nation grapples with a sagging economy. Meanwhile, the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan put forth by President Biden offers even more detail regarding direct payments for children. Here are those details from The Motley Fool. Proposed payments of up to $3,600 per child will replace the current child tax credit, and if passed, it's going to work like this. A direct monthly payment of $300 per child for an annual total of $3,600 per child will be made to parents or guardians of children under the age of 6. A direct monthly payment of $250 per child for an annual total of $3,000 will be made to parents or guardians of children ages 6 to 17. Now, here's something that's really important. The monthly payments will be fully refundable, which means that low-income families who don't owe additional taxes when they file will still receive the full amount. Monthly installments would begin in July. The increased child tax credit is initially set to run for 1 year, but it could become permanent. Income eligibility is similar to recent stimulus checks. Single parents with an average gross income or AGI of less than $75,000 and couples with an AGI less than $150 would be eligible for full payments. Singles earning up to $200,000 and couples earning up to $400,000 would still receive payments, but at a phased-out rate. In yet another economic story that may push Congress to act quickly on the American Rescue Plan is the bind landlords are in. CNN is reporting that while millions of struggling renters caught a much-needed break when the federal moratorium on evictions was extended through the end of March, it has for many landlords across the United States become a nightmare. There are roughly 40 million renters in the United States, and while many have been able to keep their rent current, millions of others have seen their incomes shrink or simply washed away. Bob Pinnegar is the CEO of the National Apartment Association, and he says that landlords continue to take on more debt and that at some point they may have to default on their obligations. Pinnegar argues residents, owners, and policymakers all want the same thing. They want the same thing for tenants. They want them to stay in their home. But he said an eviction moratorium does not accomplish that because it creates the illusion that everything's stable when, in fact, they're far from it. Renters will still owe back rent once the moratorium is lifted, and in the meantime, landlords are stuck figuring out how to cover their monthly expenses. According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, renters owed an estimate between $30 and $70 billion in back rent to their landlords at the end of December. This issue and many more may further the passage of the American Rescue Plan. Stay tuned. So that's what's happening in the rental market. How about the home mortgage market? If your mortgage has been in forbearance, you may have just been granted a bit more of a reprieve. The Federal Housing Finance Authority announced that it's extending the forbearance protection window by 3 months, meaning all borrowers whose mortgage is in COVID-related forbearance by February 28th will qualify now for up to 15 months of paused payments from the date of their forbearance. Stocks were up and then down all day long. One of the stories that sent Wall Street lower were the comments today from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. In a speech before the Economic Club in New York, Powell said the labor market was a long way from a recovery and that it would take more than just supportive monetary policy to move it forward. He went on to say this, quote, "Fully realizing the benefits of a strong labor market will take continued support from both near-term policy and longer-run investments so that all those seeking jobs have the skills and opportunities that will enable them to contribute to and share in the benefits of prosperity," end quote. I'll have those closing numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. Well, it's been a good ride for General Motors. Today, the automaker reported a fourth-quarter profit that beat Wall Street's estimates, but said that an ongoing shortage of semiconductors could shave up to $2 billion from its profits this year. GM's guidance for 2021 calls for an adjusted operating profit between $10 and $11 billion, taking into account the net impact of between $1.5 and $2 billion resulting from the worldwide chip shortage. That chip shortage has already idled several Ford plants, and today GM said that three of their plants could see and would see shutdowns extended into March. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street ended the day mixed as the Dow gained 61 points to close at 31,437, yet another record close. The NASDAQ fell by 35 points to end the trade at 13,972, and the S&P 500 was off fractionally at 3909. The U.S. Consumer Price Index rose by 0.3% in January. The core Consumer Price Index, that excludes volatile food and energy costs, was unchanged. Under Armour jumped by more than 8% after reporting a surprise profit. Twitter, meanwhile, popped by over 13%. More than 60% of the S&P 500 companies have reported quarterly earnings, and 83% of those have topped Wall Street estimates. And finally, there is this. Is the 9-to-5 workday dead? Salesforce seems to think so. The San Francisco-based cloud computing company this week revealed a new work policy for its 54,000 global employees, including over 9,000 Bay Area workers, giving them three options: flex, fully remote, and office-based. Now, flex will apply to the majority of their workers, meaning coming into the office a few days a week for meetings and things. Fully remote will mean never having to come to the office, and office-based is, well, sort of self-explanatory. The company believes that in our ever-connected world, employees no longer need to adhere to a strict 8-hour schedule and can rather do work around other duties, maybe even like childcare. Yeah, things are changing, and it is a real thing. All right, stick around, because for the interview, it's Joe Galasso, the founder of Protective Environmental Systems. It's a company that produces American-made hardware and chemicals that take on viruses on surfaces and in the air. Some astounding information that starts with getting stuff clean. Joe Galasso, next.